恭喜黃牧師會傳講今日信息。
And we're glad that Pastor David will bring a gospel message.
題目係憑信。
And the title by faith.
Again, we are privileged to hear from the Lord.Let us prepare our hearts that we may hear and understand. Let's spend a moment in prayer before the Lord. Dear gracious Heavenly Father, we ask that you calm our hearts. Lord, that nothing would distract us. That we would pay attention to your words.Lord, we ask that your Spirit would work mightily. That by your words, you would help us to become more like Christ. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. The term faith is a difficult word to grasp its meaning and character.
信心呢個字係好難去把握佢嘅真實嘅意思同埋呢個特性。
And we hear that word used actually misused often.
咁我好多時都係好誤用呢一個嘅字。
And to many of us, it represents this belief in something.
好多人對我哋好多人嚟講，呢個好似就係我哋相信一啲嘅嘢。
But something that we can't really identify.
咁我哋亦都又唔可以去認。
And so we have this, this phrase in our society. Just have faith. And that's used all around. As some sort of miraculous empowerment. But it begs the question, have faith in what?
對乜嘢有信心呢?
And usually the answer is have faith in faith.
咁其實好多時嗰個答案咧就係對信心有信心。
And so faith becomes an entity in itself.
咁信心咧依樣嘢咧變成咗一個實體。
Now God gives us a better understanding.
但係神咧就俾我哋一個更好嘅理解。
And helps us to grasp faith as we look at this passage in Mark.
當我哋睇呢段經文嘅時候，就俾我哋更加嘅去掌握到底呢個信心係乜嘢。
And so we see Jesus here in the beginning of this passage going about preaching the word of God.
咁喺呢段經文開始嘅時候，我哋就睇到耶穌就去繼續嘅講神嘅話語。
He's been doing that as so far as we've been reading through Mark.
咁我哋一路讀馬可福音都係佢都係喺度講道。
He's preaching about the coming of the kingdom of God.
就係講到神嘅國度要嚟臨。
And we see that he's went around.Healing and casting out demons. And so we see that many people have heard about him. And many people have now been following him around. And so Jesus' popularity has grown greatly. And so we are told that great crowds followed him.And in the midst of this great crowd,
但喺呢一大群人嘅裏邊
God brings to focus two persons.
神就將我哋注意睇兩個人。
The first is the synagogue ruler Jairus.
第一個就係管會堂嘅人艾魯。
And it tells us that his daughter was gravely ill and about to die.
就係講到佢個女兒快要死啦。
And then it tells us about the second person.
然後講俾我又帶我睇第二個人。
A woman who's been afflicted with this incurable bleeding, uncontrollable bleeding for 12 years.
就係呢一個婦人就係患咗血瘤，係無止唔可以控制嘅血瘤12年啦。
And God brings these two persons out as they come to Jesus.
咁佢哋嚟到耶穌嘅面前嘅時候，神就係帶出呢兩個人。
Now they approach Jesus in different ways.
佢哋用唔同嘅方式去接近耶穌。
But in both cases,
但係喺佢哋嘅兩個嘅情況裏邊
，they are in critical need of help.
佢哋都係有一個迫切嘅需要幫助。
They need healing to be exact.
佢哋就係需要醫治。
Although they come in different manners,
雖然他們的方式不同,
they have one similarity.
但是他有一個共同點,
they go to Jesus.
就是去到耶穌面前。
And they had some belief.
他們有一些的信心,
that Jesus could heal them.
覺得耶穌可以醫治他們。
And so we see that they come with some basic or rudimentary faith.
我们看到他是带着一个初步的很简单的信心来到。
Now, we are not told how they received this rudimentary faith.
我们不知道他是怎样得到这个这么简单的信心。
When we look at Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8,
但是我们在以弗所书第二章第八章第八节那里讲到。
It says, For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that this is not your own doing, it is the gift of God.
你们得救是本乎恩，也因着信，这并不是出于自己，乃是神所赐的。
We don't know how they got this faith.
我们不知道他们是怎样得到这个信心。
But we know that, that no matter what degree of faith they received,
但是我们知道无论是他们接受的信心是什么程度,
it's by the grace of God.
都是神的恩典。
It is a gift from God.
是一个神的礼物。
And it's not something of our own doing.
不是我们自己的行为。
And so we see that God's grace has visited upon these two persons.
那我们看到神的恩典就是临到这两个人。
Just as faith we receive is not deserved.
就是好像我们这样，我们所领受的信心都是不配的。
It is an undeserved grace that comes from God.
是这个我们从神而来的，我们不配得的恩典。
Now this is the very foundation of our hearts.
这个就是我们心处，内心深处的根基。
To realize and to know.
去明白，去知道。
That we have done nothing.
我们没有做任何事。
To earn or deserve this wonderful gift of grace.
去赚得，配得这个神这么奇妙的礼物。
And it is this gift that God has given to us undeservedly.
神给我们这个不配得的礼物。
That should humble us.
就是要令我们谦卑。
And it humbles the synagogue ruler.
这一样也都谦卑了这个管会堂的人。
As he falls at Jesus' feet.
他是俯伏在耶稣的脚前。
And begs for Christ's mercy.
求基督的恩典。
It is this gift that humbles hearts.
这个礼物就令心谦卑。
And it humbles this woman's heart also.
也都令这个妇人的心谦卑。
She's been bleeding for over 12 years uncontrollably.
她都在12年里面都是不可以控制的，是血流。
It humbled to her to such a degree that she thought, if I only could just touch the garment of Jesus.
她令她谦卑到一个程度，她就想只是要摸触摸耶稣的衣裳，她就可以得到医治。
She dared not even ask for audience.
她都不敢说直接去朝见耶稣。
But just with the hopes of being healed by touching the clothing of Jesus.
只是希望可以触摸他的衣服就可以得医治。
Who was she that would be able to gain the attention of this miraculous healer?
他是哪一个能够得到这个奇妙的医治者的注意力。
So the faith given by grace,
这个就是藉着恩典赐给他的信心,
comes from God,
是从神而来的,
and it humbles the true believer's heart.
是让真心信靠的人的心是得到谦卑。
Now the truly humble heart
真正谦卑的心
produces tangible fruit
是会结出实在的果子。
That's the fruit that is in the believer's heart.
这个果子是在信徒的心里面的。
In Romans 12 it says,
罗马书十二章这么说，
For by grace given to me, I say to everyone among you,not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think with sober judgment, each according to the measure of faith that God has assigned.
我凭着所赐我的恩对你们各人说，不要看自己过于所当看的，要照着神所分给各人信心的大小，看得合乎中道。
When we receive this gift of grace,
当我们接受这个恩典的礼物，
it keeps us from having a judgmentalspirit.
我们就没有一个审判人的灵。
It tells us that the degree of faith is assigned by God Himself.
这里讲到信心的大小是由神所赐的。
It is not our own doing. It is not that we have grown a better faith. And so it keeps us from thinking more highly of ourselves. To thinking and feeling that we know better than others. Thinking I could do better. You know, sometimes when we see things going on around us and we say, oh, what a mess.
有時我們看到在我們周圍發生的事, 我們說怎麼這麼亂七八糟?
You even look around about the church.
你看看教會,
and we think, oh, that should have been done better, that should have been done better, that should have been done better.
我們看看這件事應該會做得好一點, 那件事應該做得好一點, 那個又應該做得好一點。
We come with a judgmental spirit.
我們就是用一個評判的靈。
But the humble heart would understand.
但是一個謙卑的心會明白,
that it is all by faith given by God.
全部都是藉著神所賜的信心。
So we are called rather to see and to do what we can to encourage each other to grow in faith.
我們就是被呼召要盡我們的能力去幫助互相幫助在信心裡成長。
We are called instead of being judgmental.
被呼召不是要去審判人,
to pray for our brothers and sisters in Christ.
而是要為我們基督裡面的弟兄姊妹祈禱,
to see how we can pray for them in their need of help.
看看我們怎樣在他們的需要裡面為他們祈禱,
instead of having a spirit where we judge that could have been done better.
而不是用一個評判的靈話, 那樣東西應該可以做得好一點的。
A humble heart says, how could I have been, how can I help to do it better next time?
一個謙卑的心就是說,我怎樣可以幫助他下一次做得好一點?
And so we have to pray, not only pray for them, but to pray with them.
我們不單止是要為他們祈禱,也要跟他們一起祈禱。
But also pray for ourselves.
也都是要為我們自己祈禱。
That God would give us the wisdom and ability to be of help to those in need.
神會給我們一個智慧和能力去幫助那些需要幫助的人。
The humble heart also doesn't only see the others that are in need.
一個謙卑的心不單只是看到其他人有需要,
they also come to realize that they need help also.
他們都知道自己也需要幫助,
to realize that we are not complete.
也都知道我們自己不是完全的,
that we're not also always able.
我們也不是時時都是有能力的。
So it involves asking for prayer.
我們也會去求人家的祈禱,
asking for help.
去求人家幫助。
Were you raised in a family where you were taught to ask for help?
那你在家庭裡面有沒有被教養說你要去叫人幫你呢?
I grew up in my family.
那我的家庭呢?
My father's principle was,
我爸爸的原則就是,
you know, you got to help yourself if you want to accomplish anything.
如果你想做什麼呢, 要自己幫自己。
So I was raised thinking that way.
那我就是在這樣的情況之下長大的。
It's hard to break that upbringing.
很難去轉離這個教訓,
that we rely upon ourselves.
我們就是靠自己。
But God put us in the body of Christ.
但是神將我們放在基督的身體裡面。
He didn't call us to just be a Christian on our own.
不是要我們自己做自己的基督徒。
He called us into His body.
而是將我們, 加入祂的身體。
That we are to help one another.
我們是要互相幫助,
to support and encourage one another.
去互相的支持, 鼓勵。
When do you come to ask for help?
你何時會去, 請人家幫你呢?
We see in this woman,
你看見這個婦人,
she has been bleeding for 12 years.
已經是血流,還血流12年了。
She spent all her money, it says.
她都花了她所有的錢。
She had nothing left.
沒什麼剩了。
So in her desperation,
在她的絕望裡面,
she goes to Jesus.
她就來到耶穌面前。
Does it take you that long to go to look for help?
那你有沒有等到這樣的情況下才去尋找幫助呢?
Maybe you have some troubles in your marriage.
或者你的婚姻有問題。
We don't like to talk about those things.
我們都不想說, 不想提。
It's embarrassing.
是很尴尬。
And we figure, we can try to figure it out ourselves.
我们以为自己可以自己搞定。
But when do you ask for help? When it's too late?
但是你不会太迟的时候才去寻求帮助呢?
When you're at the end of your rope and ready for a divorce?
或者你已经要离婚的时候才去寻求帮助呢?
Or maybe you have trouble raising your children.
或者你是养育儿女有问题呢?
And do you wait until it's too late?
或者等到太迟的时候?
When your child has basically says, I don't believe in God anymore?
或者你的儿女说我不信神了?
Is that the time when you finally ask for help?
是不是这个时候你才去寻求帮助呢?
It might be too late.
或者太迟了?
Pride fights against humility of Christ.
这个骄傲是跟基督的谦卑作对。
And we can keep our pride and head on to disaster.
我们可以保持自己的骄傲，然后走向灭亡。
Or we can use the blessing that God has given to us in the body of Christ to seek help.
或者是要用神给我们的福分。
Now the church always has this problem.
教会就是有这个的，很多时候有这些问题。
A need for the body of Christ to serve.
就是需要基督的身体去侍奉。
It's a problem that many churches face.
很多教会都是面对这个问题。
The humble heart truly, therefore, as humbled in faith.
一个谦卑的在信心里面的心
will find nothing beneath them to do.
没说有什么是太过低下的。
See, Jairus, this influential synagogue ruler,
艾老这个这么重要的管会堂的人,
stooped so low,
是这么谦卑的,
and to fall at the feet of Jesus,
俯伏在耶稣的脚前,
the lowly son of a carpenter,
是这个卑微的木匠的儿子,
he would fall at his feet. Think of what that meant for this ruler of the synagogue. Is there anything too low or menial for you to do for Christ?
Are
the things that the church needs done too small?
或者教会需要做的事是太卑微呢?
Not worth your time.
是不值得你的时间呢?
Mark chapter 10 it says,
马可福音第10章这么说,
For even the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many.
因为人子来,并不是要受人的服侍, 乃是要服侍人, 并且要舍命作多人的赎价。
Christ set an example for us.
基督已经为我们立了这个榜样。
How are you serving Christ?
你是怎样去侍奉基督呢?
In serving others.
在侍奉别人的时候。
Or are you seeking to be served yourself?
或者你是要寻求人来服侍你呢?
Christ served and not looked to be served.
基督来是服侍人，而不是要人服侍。
And so I will continue with the story, this narrative about Jairus.
我们继续看这个艾老的故事。
He interrupts this narration about Jairus.
在这个叙述艾老这边，这个时候就转了。
Now he focuses on this woman who had the hemorrhage for 12 years.
这个注意力就转向了这个患了12年血流的妇人。
And we know that she's in the midst of this great crowd.
我们知道是一大班人围着耶稣。
And so she came in contact with many people, obviously, you're in the crowd. You've been on the subway in New York City during rush hour.
你这么多人的时候,你都会接触到人的。你有没有试过在纽约的地铁呢?
I remember when I was going to college on the subway.
我记得我回大学的时候在地铁,
I don't have to hold on to anything.
我都不用扶着任何东西的。
Because you can't go anywhere.
因为你都不会去到哪里的。
You couldn't fall because you're being propped on all sides.
因为你周围都逼着你,你不会跌的。
I learned to fall asleep standing up.
我站在那里,我都可以睡得着。
But she's in the midst of the crowd like that.
耶稣就是这么多人拥挤着她。
And she's in contact, therefore, touching many people.
她都碰到很多人。
But she knew that she had to touch the the clothing of Jesus to be healed.
这个妇人呢, 就知道他要去触摸耶稣的衣裳, 让他得医治。
Now, for her, this was not some abstract idea or hope.
对他来讲, 这个不是一个抽象的概念或者希望。
She knew she had to touch Jesus' clothing.
他知道他要去触摸到耶稣的衣裳。
She definitely had an object of her faith.
他的信心是有一个对象的。
Her faith was on Jesus Christ.
他的信心就在耶稣基督身上。
That one person that could heal her.
这一位唯一可以医治他的人。
You know, the word faith and the idea of faith is so watered down in our society.
我们这个社会对信心这个字是很淡化了。
You know, this idea, you got to have faith.
就是说你要有信心。
You can be heard all over the place.
我时时都听到这句话。
And it basically means that you have to have a hope on what you want.
就是说其实就是说你对你想要的东西有希望。
It's an empty and blind hope because it might not happen.
其实这个是一个盲目的空虚的希望，不一定会发生的。
Now this is especially true when you place your hope on things that are not able to fulfill what you want.
特别是当你将你的信心摆到一些你不可以令你想要的东西成就的事上。
Things that can do not have the power to meet your expectations. Sometimes we have hope in ourselves.
有时我们就是希望信心是在自己身上。
That I trust that I can do it.
即是我相信我可以做得到的。
You know, you see those commercials, right?
你时时看到这些广告。
Just do it.
即就去做吧。
Or the idea is anything you put your mind to, you can do.
就是说你任何想做任何事你都可以做的。
It's not realistic.
其实不真实的。
Because you are limited.
因为你是有限的。
There's a lot of things you cannot do.
很多事你是做不到的。
You know, I want to fly, but I can't fly.
我想飞，但我飞不到的。
When we put our trust in things that cannot accomplish, doesn't have the ability or the power to bring you what you want.
我们很多时候将我们的信心放在那些不可以
But this was not the nature of this woman's faith.
但是这个妇人的信心不是这样。
Her faith was very real.
她的信心是很真实的。
And had a real concrete person.
是有一个很真实的对象。
That she placed her faith in.
就是将她的信心放在这个人身上。
Jesus Christ.
耶稣基督。
And in her faith.
在她的信心里面。
She goes and touches Jesus' garments.
她就去触摸耶稣的衣裳。
And it tells us it was a miracle indeed.
就告诉我们是有一个神迹出现了。
That she was healed of her disease.
她的疾病都得到痊愈。
It's interesting to note that in that crowd, many people came in contact with Jesus' clothing.
很有趣的就是在一大群群人里面，很多人都是接触到耶稣的衣裳的。
Doesn't tell us that they're all healed of whatever ailment disease they had.
咁呢度冇讲到俾我哋听，佢哋所有嘅无论佢哋有咩病都可以得到医治咗。
As far as we know,
冇讲到俾我哋听。
It was only this woman who was healed of her disease.
我哋净系知道就系呢一个妇人，佢嘅疾病得到医治。
The gift of faith that this woman had received from God.
呢一个从 这个妇人得到从神而来的信心的礼物
brings about her healing.
就是带给她医治。
In Romans 3 it says, The righteousness of God through faith in Jesus Christ for all who believe, for there is no distinction.
罗马书三章这么说，就是神的义，因信耶稣基督加给一切相信的人，并没有分别。
Faith in Jesus Christ.
这个信心是在耶稣基督身上。
True faith always has that object.
真正的信心是有这个的,
in other words, if there's no Christ, there's no faith.
就是说,如果没有基督,就是没有信心的。
2 Corinthians 13 it says,
哥林多后书13章这么说,
Examine yourself to see whether you are in the faith. Test yourselves, or do you not realize that this about yourselves? That Christ Jesus is in you, unless indeed you fail to meet the test. I hope you will find out that we have not failed the test.
你们总要自己省察有信心没有，也要自己试验，岂不知你们若不是可弃绝的，就有耶稣基督在你们心里么？我却盼望你们晓得，我们不是可弃绝的人。
It's important to listen to God when He gives us instructions.
我们要很重要，要听神给我们的指示。
He calls us to examine ourselves.
是要我们去试验自己，省察自己。
In other words, it is ultimately strictly between you and God.
就是说，这个就是你和神的。
Because each person will have to stand and give an answer to God.
因为每一个人都要在神的面前作出交代。
And true faith
真正的信心
enables to know with certainty that Jesus Christ is in you.
让我们知道可以确信耶稣基督在我们心里面。
Now Satan and circumstances around us
撒旦或者我们周围的环境
might cause us to doubt this reality.
可能令我们去怀疑这个的真实性。
And from time to time,
时不时呢
Maybe even for a lengthy season of time,
或者是一个漫长的时间呢,
we might have some doubts.
我们可能会有怀疑。
But true humility
但是真正的谦卑,
actually allows us to seek counsel.
让我们去寻找帮助。
Counsel from our brothers and sisters.
从我们的弟兄姊妹身上寻求帮助。
In other words, a willingness to be vulnerable.
就是说我们愿意是敞开自己。
A willingness to say,To open our lives before others and say, I might have some problems, I might have some doubts.
让我们愿意敞开自己，让话俾人听，我可能有问题，我可能有怀疑。
And that we seek therefore their input into our lives.
去寻求他们对我们的帮助。
Because God works in our brothers and sisters.
因为神就是藉着我们的弟兄姊妹。
And so we are not to worry about just having the answer by ourselves.
所以我们不需要只是自己去回答这个问题。
We ask and seek the counsel of our brothers and sisters.
我们可以寻求弟兄姊妹的帮助。
And to be able to listen and to consider what they have to say to us.
我们要愿意去听，去考虑他们跟我们所说的。
And so if you encourage these seasons of doubt,
如果你面对这个怀疑的时间
Our normal reaction is to run away from God.
我们通常的反应就是逃离神。
But that's the time when you need to run to God.
但是这个时候其实你应该跑向神。
To go to the word of God.
去到神的话语里面。
Because that's where you will find an assurance of your faith.
在那里你就找到对你信心的确据。
And to take advantage of the resources that God has given to you.
所以我们要利用神给我们的资源。
In other words, God has put you in this church.
就是说神将你放在这个教会。
You take every opportunity to attend worship.
你就用你的所有的机会去参加，参与崇拜。
Attend the Sunday school.
去主日学。
To go to the cell group.
去细胞小组。
Because God has given you that opportunity, those resources available to you.
神就俾咗呢啲嘅机会，呢啲嘅资源，等你可以去用。
It helps you address your doubts in faith.
帮助你去处理你喺信心上边嘅疑惑。
And they work together.
系一齐嘅工作。
As you immerse yourself in the desire to grow in God's word.
当你系愿意喺神嘅话语里边成长嘅时候。
Because this is the means of grace that God has given to you.
呢个就系神。俾你恩典嘅方式。
God speaks through His Word.
神就藉住佢嘅话语向你说话。
So we need to, in real basic terms, force ourselves to go to God's Word.
所以或者我哋要讲话系要强迫自己去到神嘅话语面前。
So no matter how great the doubt is,
无论你嘅疑惑有几大
，it will never take away the sure fact of the presence of the Holy Spirit in your life.
都不会除去圣灵在你的生命里面的真实性。
Because it's not based on your faithfulness to God.
因为不是基于你对神的信心。
But it's the faithfulness of God himself.
而是神他自己的信实。
That he says he will never ever take away the Holy Spirit that he has given to you.
他说他赐给你的圣灵是永远不会挪开的。
As you truly believe and trust in Christ, his spirit will always be with you.
如果你是真心的相信依靠耶稣，他的灵 圣灵系会同你永远与你同在。
So it's God's faithfulness that gives us real assurance.
系因为神嘅信实俾我哋有呢个确据。
God is a trustworthy and true God.
神系真实嘅，系值得我哋信任嘅。
And His promises are true.
但問題就係我哋點樣呢
？So we see this poor woman afflicted for 12 years.
咁我哋睇到呢個可憐嘅婦人喺患病十二年。
She's able to touch the garment of Jesus.
佢都可以觸摸到耶穌嘅衣裳。
She was healed.
咁佢就得到醫治。
She must have been overjoyed.
佢應該係咪好喜出望外咧
？You know, when you get healed,
佢得到醫治啦。
Get overjoyed.
咁咪好開心咧
I understand what it means to get healed.
咁我明白得到醫治係咩意思。
Although it might not be as complete as when this woman would touch Jesus.
或者唔係好似呢一個婦人觸摸耶穌咁樣咁完情、完轉、完整。
But yeah, you find joy when that happens.
但係如果係發生嘅時候，你會好喜樂。
Now, wouldn't you have joy? Shouldn't you have joy when you are healed by Jesus?
咁耶穌醫治你，你係咪應該好開心咧？
Now, for this woman, that joy might be short-lived.
咁对呢个妇人嚟讲，可能佢嘅开心咧系好短暂嘅。
She was healed of the disease.
佢嘅疾病被医治。
But Jesus goes on, not just healing her disease.
但系耶稣继续嘅唔系净系医治佢嘅疾病。
He goes on to address this woman's real needs.
佢讲到去处理呢个妇人真正嘅需要。
And so he asked the question.
咁佢就问呢个一个问题。
Who touched my garment?
边个掂我嘅衣服咧
？And the disciples, what were their reaction?
啲门徒嘅反应系乜嘢咧
？Probably our reaction.
或者我哋嘅反应都系咁样。
How in the world could you ask that question?
你点解问呢个问题咧
？You know, you see all these people have been pressing on you.
你睇咁多人拥挤住你。
Everybody touched your garment.
个个都掂到你嘅衣裳。
Why would you ask that question?
点解你会问呢个问题咧
？They were thinking Jesus is asking an impossible question.
佢哋认为耶稣喺度问一个冇可能嘅问题。
Now, did Jesus really not know who touched them?
咁其实耶稣系咪真系唔知道边个触摸到佢咧
？Jesus reveals to us again.
耶稣再一次向我哋显示
who he truly is.
佢真正嘅系边一位
？He is the Son of God.
He
is God Himself.
He is God.
Now, no human person could tell you who touched His garments.
没一个人可以话俾你听边个掂到佢嘅衣裳。
But not only did Jesus know.
耶稣唔单止知道。
In this particular case, someone touched His clothing.
喺呢一个嘅情况下，就系有人系触摸咗佢嘅衣裳。
He tells us that He also knows that His divine power had left them.
佢亦都覺得佢嘅神性嘅能力嚟從佢身上出去。
Now, this woman knowing what has happened to her，
咁呢一個婦人知道喺自己身上發生咗咩事
，doesn't try to deny it。
佢冇話去否認。
She goes and therefore acknowledges, comes forward. It says with fear and trembling。
佢係戰驚嘅前嚟。
And falls at Jesus' feet。
俯伏喺耶穌嘅腳前。
Did she do something wrong？
佢做咗咩錯事咧？
Fear and trembling, she comes.
佢系恐惧战惊嘅嚟到。
Her disease is taken away.
佢嘅疾病得到医治。
Was she therefore fearful and ashamed?
咁佢系咪好战惊、好羞愧咧
？That her disease would be pointed out to the crowd to see and know.
让啲众人睇到佢嘅同埋知道佢嘅疾病咧
？We don't know why.
我哋唔知點解。
But one thing that we do know to need to understand.
但係我哋知道要明白一樣嘢。
Her uncontrolled bleeding had a great impact on her life.
佢嘅唔可以控制嘅血流係對佢嘅生命有一個好大嘅影響。
It made her a total outcast.
成為佢係一個被遺棄嘅人。
Socially, she could not come in the presence of others.
喺社交上，佢唔可以嚟到人哋嘅面前。
She couldn't even be with her husband.
佢都唔可以同佢嘅丈夫一齐。
Physically,
喺身体上咧
，she couldn't get touch anyone.
佢都唔可以去接触任何人。
Religiously,
喺宗教上咧
，she couldn't participate in any religious activity.
佢唔可以参与任何嘅宗教活动。
She was basically put apart, away from society. But this was the purpose of Jesus. He knew exactly who would touch them. Not only did he know who, he also knew that by his divine power, he has healed this woman.
Now,
God's healing power doesn't just flow out of him randomly. It is an act of God's loving grace. But that healing was only partial. It was only a physical healing. But Jesus calls this woman out to complete his gift of grace to her. So he begins by addressing her in a very special term. He says, daughter. Daughter. It is significant that he calls her that. It implies a special relationship that Jesus has with this woman. It's not only a term of endearment and tenderness that Jesus gives to her. But it's a term that identifies her as family. It's a family relationship now he establishes with her. That she is now included in God's family. And he goes to assure her that it is her faith that made her well. And so his words to her now would take away the fear and trembling. And Jesus now purposely commends her faith. Acknowledging her faith before all the crowd. And acknowledging that it is her faith that brings her healing. In other words, Jesus is declaring that she is no longer unclean. That she once again can be accepted socially, physically, and religiously. That she has been made whole. And we see the words that Jesus speaks to her. Your faith has made you well. Now this term has been used by Jesus three times in the Bible. The first time was to addressing the sinful woman that washed his feet with her hair. Second time, when Jesus healed the blind man. And the third time, when he healed the leper where only one came back to thank him.
And
it indicates God's saving grace that is preciously given. It brings us back to that verse in Ephesians. That we have been saved by grace through faith. Do you have that assurance of faith in your life? How does that assurance of faith come to you? In Ephesians 1 it says, in him you also, when you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, and believed in him, were sealed with the promised Holy Spirit. The gift of the Holy Spirit is the best and only assurance you have of your faith.
圣灵嘅呢一个嘅礼物就系最好嘅，系唯一嘅对你信心嘅确据。
And so this from Jesus therefore sends this woman to go into peace.
所以耶稣就叫呢一个妇人平平安安嘅回去。
In her reconciliation now with God.
而家佢已经同神和好。
In John 14 it says, "Peace I leave you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives it, do I give to you. Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid."
约翰福音十四章咁样讲：我留下平安给你们，我将我的平安赐给你们。我所赐的不像世人所赐的。你们心里不要忧愁，也不要胆怯。
The disease that Jesus heals this woman.
耶稣医治咗呢个妇人嘅疾病。
It's not just a physical one.
唔系净系身体上嘅。
But it was a lot much more extensive.
而系更多更深入嘅。
She was healed now, also of the disease, of her soul caused by sin.
佢已经从因为罪影响佢嘅灵魂嘅疾病里边得到医治。
Now we're not saying that her bleeding was caused by her sin in particular.
我唔系话特别嘅，因为佢嘅罪令到佢有呢个犯呢个病。
But we see that this sin has contaminated all of creation.
因为我哋知道罪已经系污染咗整个嘅被造物。
Thus comes therefore the existence of disease and illness.
所以就系有疾病嘅存在。
And many other natural disasters.
同埋好多其他嘅天灾。
So it's not her particular disease, sin herself.
唔系特别话佢有某一个罪。
We know that all of creation is groaning under the pains of sin.
我哋都知道一切嘅受造物都喺罪嘅管辖叹息里边。
But Jesus is assuring her of her forgiveness in Christ.
但系耶稣就系话俾佢哋听，佢已经得到赦免。
The term is just there in that your it says go is when it says here your faith has healed you.
又讲到你的信救了你。
The term was also used in Luke chapter 7.
喺路加福音第七章都咁样讲过。
Instead of just your faith has made you well, it says your faith has saved you.
唔系净系讲话你嘅信心让你得医治，而系话你嘅信心使你得救。
It is God's saving grace that was given to her.
系神嘅救恩临到佢。
And so Jesus frees her from all the bondages of sin.
所以耶稣将佢从所有嘅罪嘅捆绑里边释放出嚟。
That she could go and know the peace of God.
让佢可以知道神嘅平安，可以。
Now we live in this chaotic world.
咁我哋都生活喺一个好混乱嘅世界里边。
And that it bombards us each and every day.
咁每一日我哋都受到冲击。
And it comes in all forms.
喺唔同嘅方式。
And we face it, and we are constantly under its attack.
我哋都系要不断嘅受到呢啲嘅攻击。
It tells us also in Romans that our suffering.As we are on this earth,
罗马书话俾我哋听，我哋喺呢个世上就系有受苦。
Will always prove a hope that does not disappoint.
证明让我哋知道一个我哋嘅盼望唔会失望。
Because the Spirit of God has been given to us already.
因为神嘅灵已经赐俾我哋。
That we need not, fear. We need not worry about all the things that we.Have to deal with.
我哋唔需要担心恐惧，我哋所要面对嘅一切。
Because our hope is always placed on Jesus Christ.
因为我哋嘅信心永远都系喺耶稣基督身上。
And the faith we have in Him will always come true in His promises.
我哋对佢嘅信心一定系真实嘅，因为佢所应许嘅。
At times when we face things that we feel are not possible.
当我哋面对一啲系冇可能嘅事情嘅时候。
I like that little phrase outside.
好似出边嗰句话
，The faith doesn't make yes, it doesn't make things easier, but it makes things possible.
信心唔会令到事情容易啲， 但是会令到这些事情成为可能的。
God does the impossible as we put faith in Him.
当我们将信心放在神的身上的时候，祂就会令这些不可能的事发生。
And you might say, I'm not sure I have enough faith.
那你就说，我不知道我有没有那么足够的信心。
Jesus said,
耶稣说，
If you have faith at the size of a mustard seed,
如果你的信心好像芥菜种，
you can move a mountain.
你就可以移山。
That's all you need, faith in Jesus Christ.
你所需要的就是在对耶稣基督的信心。
And as we would exercise that faith,
当我们行出我们的信心的时候，
that's been given to us graciously by God.
就是神的恩典赐给我们的。
It is God who will grow it.
神就会让我们的信心成长。
As we exercise faith, we grow our faith.
当我们去行出我们的信心的时候，我们的信心也都成长。
We need to exercise our faith.
我们要去行我们的信心。
Begin trusting that Jesus will do what he says.
要相信耶稣会做他所说要做的事。
That we'll be bold, be able to stand up for Christ.
以致我们可以勇敢的为耶稣。
Because we trust that God's promise will always be true.
因为我们相信神的应许一定会实现。
So our faith doesn't need to be the greatest or the biggest.
我们的信心不需要是最伟大的、最大的。
We learned that lesson today, just like the faith of Jairus and this woman.
我们今天要学到这个功课，我们的信心只需要好像艾老这样，和这个妇人这样。
In Philippians 1 it says,
腓立比书一章这样说，
And I am sure of this,that he who began a good work in you will bring it to completion at the day of Jesus Christ.
我深信那在你们心里动了善功的必成全这功，直到耶稣基督的日子。
Remember,
记住，
faith cannot be generated.
信心不是可以产生出来的。
There's nothing we can do to manufacture it.
我们不可以做什么去产生这个信心。
No matter how hard we try,
无论我们多么努力，
No matter how earnest we are,
无论我们几么恳切，
faith is a gift of the grace of God in Christ Jesus.
信心是神的礼物，是藉着耶稣基督给我们。
Let us put to good use the gift that we have been given.
让我们去用神赐给我们这个礼物。
Let us pray.
让我们一同祈祷。
Lord, we come before you now.
主啊，我们来到你的面前。
Help us to fall at your feet.
帮助我们俯伏在你的脚前。
That you would help us to be humble.
帮助我们谦卑。
As your son was humble.
就像你的儿子一样谦卑。
That we would seek, therefore, to be open and vulnerable before you.
以致我们可以在你的面前敞开。
Because your hope never disappoints.
因为我们的希望是不会失望的。
Because in Christ Jesus,
因为在基督里面，
you can do all things.
你能够做一切。
And we ask, Lord, that you would do this in our lives.
求主在我们的生命里面成就。
Help us, O Lord.
求主帮助我们。
That we would continue to stand before you.
让我们可以继续地站立在你面前。
That you would reveal to us the sins of our hearts.
你向我们显现我们心里面的罪。
And that you would bring us to your cross.
带我们去你的十字架前。
That we would receive the forgiveness of your son.
让我们接受你儿子的赦免。
That we would be better, more like Christ.
让我们能够更好，更像基督。
As we relate to one another.
当我们与人相处的时候。
As we be witness to a world,
当我们向这个世界见证的时候，
that is full of doubts,
当我们有罪有怀疑的时候，
that they would see that true is you, our God,
让人看到你在我们生命里面的真实。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
我们奉耶稣基督名求。
Amen. It's all right.